We're doing the Sefer Amidot, page Kuf Chaf Bet, the Shaar HaYira, the fifth chapter of the Shaar HaYira. And he says, if a person realizes that there is no way of escaping death, Vashoshat li bola zot, Vasham lo li boli ponen, Adashay shave pive li bola mitata davar, if a person really recognizes this, Enav tirena prit ponenut azot, then he will see, he will himself witness the fruits of taking note of this. Because then he won't be madly in love in this world at all. He won't focus on his pleasures. He won't find good taste in fixing himself and strengthening himself and making sure every hair is in exactly its right place. He'll declare and say, all his being a pretty boy and looking nice, all of that is vain. And he'll only take what's necessary in this world. He'll only take the things that he really needs. And he won't keep buying himself all these gifts and making himself have all these different unnecessary amenities, being that he realizes that a person is like a stranger on earth, he's like a visitor. And he'll scorn at spending his time on attaining all kinds of pleasures that are simply fantasies. They're not real. He'll recognize this isn't his final resting point. A person doesn't desire things that he realizes are finite. If a person would only take note of the fact that life on earth is finite, then he'd work on things that are infinite. The good deeds, the fear of heaven, the learning Torah, there are things that a person can connect to infinity. He can connect to the omnipotent, omnipresent, he can connect to eternity with those things. But the worldly things, well, a person can enjoy them, but a person wouldn't focus on them if he'd only really recognize that the world is finite and that those are but passing and fleeting pleasures. We see this difference when you see a philanthropist who's at home or he's in a hotel. In his own house, he wants to have all the nicest utensils and all the latest screen and everything. But when he's in a hotel, he takes what's necessary for the time he's in the hotel. And even if the host honors him and greets him, will bring him to a fancy hotel, that hotel has all kinds of fancy things, some expensive items. You won't find him sitting there enjoying and saying, oh, this is the living. The person who really likes them is the person who owns them. A person likes his possessions in a way that's similar to his love for his family and his children. A person likes to benefit his own family, his own love for them, his own love gets him to focus his strength on helping them grow. But that's a love, that's an essential love. It's a love of the essence of the person. It's not a passing, fleeting feeling. You find the person loving his children more than he loves himself. It's very different when a person has to raise children that he knows are not his. I read fantastic accounts of people who were temporary surrogate parents. It's very interesting how they develop certain feelings, but they're always very guarded. You don't find them going off the hook in the feelings they develop. It's rare. When a person knows that it's finite, that the child is going to be taken from him at some point and given over to adoptive parents, so then they're very kind, they're very good, but the feelings they develop are very limited. Quite the contrary, you find people like this very often are bothered that they're working for nothing, because at the end the kid doesn't stay by them. Because our nature is that we're disgusted with working for someone else. Very often people leave a business even though they're doing well because someone else is getting rich. I had a friend who was a jeweler, and he always said his worst day was the day he opened his own practice. He was working for someone else, his boss was making millions, and he was making millions. He said, if I could do it so good for someone else, why shouldn't I have my own practice? And he always says, ever since he opened his own practice, he's not making those millions. He's getting by, but he's not anywhere close to where he was when he was working for someone else. But the nature of a human being is that it's hard to work when you realize someone else is making everything. So he says that the same thing would be and should be true if a person would look with intelligent eyes at this whole world. At the end of the day, you can't take anything material with you. So then what are you working for? What are you working so hard for? The focus should be on the things you can take with you, the things that have eternal essence, eternal value. And this is where we'll pick up